This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And so does President Trump. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That certainly is part of what the conversation is across the U.S. and elsewhere. As a matter of fact, we're going to dive into that. Plus, the latest from the White House. I received a copy of the immediate release from the office of the press secretary from the Roosevelt Room earlier in the day on Tuesday. And I'm going to read you a little bit of the specifics of what the president said. And what he said was, as probably you have heard and some of you have reported, a missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I can only tell you we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a lot of discussion on it. It's a situation that we'll handle. With that being said, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi didn't show up for our meeting today, and I'm not really surprised. We have a lot of differences. They're weak on crime. They're weak on illegal immigration. They want the folks to come pouring into our borders, and a lot of problems are being caused, although we stopped it to a large extent, much as you can, without the law, which we're going to get. And then he went on to say, and these again are the official words from the Roosevelt Room, before this meeting and before this missile launch, they've been weak on military. In terms of spending, it's very hard to get the military. They want it for a lot of other things, but the military is always secondary to them. To me, it's number one. We won't be here without our powerful military, and we're building it up stronger, bigger, better than ever before, and General Mattis can testify to that. And then at the end, he threw in a curveball about the other thing is they want tax increases, and we want major tax decreases, so they decided not to show up. They've been all talk, and they've been no action. He's talking about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and now it's even worse. Now it's not even talk, so they're not even showing up to the meeting. So obviously, that really got under his skin, the president's skin, and he was going to let everybody know that they were supposed to be there, and then they didn't show up. But again, the big story of all is North Korea saying the test of the new ICBM was success, and it can reach all of the U.S. mainland. So the trajectory puts, actually, D.C. in range. The conversation can't really be tabled. So they do this for the first time since September. It reached an altitude of 4,475 kilometers. Look it up if you don't know what it is. And it wasn't good. You know, they immediately released the information, and they've conducted, of course, dozens of ballistic missile tests under Kim Jong-un's guise in defiance of international sanctions. And the president, our president, has vowed not to let North Korea develop nuclear missiles that can smash into the United States. I have family on the East Coast. Some of you have family on the East Coast. I don't want it to hit anywhere in the United States, any missile to reach anywhere close to the United States. So, in the statement, North Korea described itself as a responsible nuclear power, but they warned its strategic weapons were developed to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity from the U.S. imperialist nuclear blackmail policy and nuclear threat. That's what they said. That's officially was what the word that came out of North Korea. So there you have it. The successful launch and saying that it can reach the mainland is a very, very, let me say it again, very, very big deal. So what's the reaction going to be? We'll see what the UN does as they have their special meeting. And we don't know. We just know that there has been conversation that something could change. Meanwhile, while all of that's going on, despite North Korea, the Dow posted its biggest gain in 3 months on the tax overhaul optimism. So remember, it's all the shaky, rotten news and the positive news that makes the craps table that is the stock market roll in the right direction. So it is a sign that with this tax rate increase, that it would be really, really huge for, I mean, that is really, really huge for the market today. You can see they were celebrating behind me. And that's the reason why. I go back to the same thing. It's the optimism versus pessimism. And so that's why. Because it means it's good for corporations that have an incredibly high tax rate here in the United States versus overseas, which is why we saw a lot of companies scatter. But so what does it mean? I mean, it's still uncertain whether it's going to pass or not, but because it got through one hurdle, that's why there was the optimism. So stocks also got a boost from the nominating testimony of Jerome Powell, who was selected by President Trump to replace the current Fed chair, Janet Yellen. His testimony was viewed positively by Wall Street. His comments on the Fed's plans to raise interest rates and pare down its huge portfolio of bonds were in line with the current Fed policy under Yellen. So Powell reiterated that the Fed would take a gradual approach as it winds down its stimulus, which is, of course, always the fear. So will we get a tax package by the end of the year? If so, the market would rally in a very big way. If not, it might be a downtrend in the market if it doesn't happen until the first or second quarter. So that's certainly something to watch out for. Right here at the top, because we're seeing signs of the holiday, etc., and I'm feeling like I want to mention this to everybody. You have a chance to win an incredible prize from America tonight. We are giving away, thanks to DK Travel and Delta Vacations, these awesome books, DK Ireland, Eyewitness DK Italy, Eyewitness DK London, Eyewitness. I've never seen a travel book like this. It'll make you want to go no matter what. But here's the other part of it. There's a grand prize trip Delta Vacation Packages is offering. A trip for two, so the winner gets either $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London, or $2,200 for a trip to New York. It depends on what trip is awarded. How do you get in the hunt for the trip? It's really easy. No bizarro strings attached. Nothing weird. Go to travelwithdk.com and fill that out. It's just a couple of quick things like your email, etc., and then there's going to be a drawing, and I've talked to them, and they're sponsoring it, and they're very excited about it, and America Tonight is one of only three shows involved in it, so your chances are pretty good. Go to travelwithdk.com, or at least for somebody, they're pretty good, and I have a really good feeling about it, and I would love for somebody out there listening to my voice right now to be the winner. Oh, I really would. All right, we're going to have our pal Donovan Cashin back on the show because he's the car guru. I like to say off the lot, or my mother's son knows more about cars than me. And it's always fun when we have him on. Last time we were talking about the colors of cars, and he had just gotten Car and Driver magazine. And I happened to see this Motor Trend named Alfa Romeo as the car of the year. And it's a pretty big deal, right? It's this sporty luxury car. It's loaded with Italian style, blah, blah, blah. And it's pretty good looking. That's all I know. What do I know about it? I just know that its engine is a 2-liter four-cylinder motor with twin turbochargers. It puts out 280 horsepower. Wow. Oh, I want this car. I don't covet things, but I'm sort of coveting this car. Anyway, stay with us. Much more coming up next here in America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Senator John McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer, and I know that that's been a conversation a lot of people are having, that they know somebody who had brain cancer, or, oh my gosh, what is this about, and what kind of surgery do you have to have, and whatnot. So who better to join us on the show than Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, and president of the Brain Tumor Foundation as well. And we could go on and on about Dr. Stieg's resume, and certainly this is his expertise. Dr. Stieg, I can imagine a lot of people were asking you about Senator McCain. So first of all, what kind of brain cancer was he diagnosed with?
He was diagnosed with what is the most common form of primary brain tumor, which is a tumor that originates in the brain that we see in the glial category. It's called a glioblastoma, and when we think about glial tumors, they're graded on a scale of 1 to 3, 3 being the worst, and his being a glioblastoma makes it a grade 3. So it's the most aggressive form of glial tumor that we have to deal with as neurosurgeons.
Yeah, and so when we hear that, and we kept hearing the word aggressive, what does that mean as far as surgery is concerned? What's typically what happens?
Well, typically what happens is once a diagnosis is made, then the protocol that we try to follow is an aggressive surgical resection followed by radiation therapy with concurrent chemotherapy. The extent of the resection is obviously dependent upon the size of the tumor and the location of the tumor. If the tumor is in what we refer to as eloquent brain, meaning the visual cortex, the speech cortex of the motor cortex, then we're limited in regard to the extent of resection that we can perform, because this is a tumor that it's an infiltrative tumor, and it sends little tentacles into the normal brain, and there isn't a real boundary. You don't know when you've reached the end of it, so there's a limit to how much we can resect.
Is this typical what you see? Because when, as you know, when he went in, when the senator went in, he was there to just remove a blood clot from above his left eye, and that's what they found.
It's not the most common presentation for this type of tumor. They are known to bleed, but more commonly they would present with either a seizure or with some neurologic deficit, again, dependent upon where the tumor is located.
Yeah, and when you actually do the surgery, you know, you and I have talked about the kinds of surgery that you can have. You talked about the surgery, of course, where often typically you're awake. In this kind of a surgery, would the person be awake?
Most probably he was not. I have not seen his scan, so I don't know exactly where the tumor is located. That being said, given the approach that they took, I suspect he was asleep and they resected the tumor without him being awake. As we talked about earlier, the only times we really do awake surgery is when the tumor is located in those eloquent areas of the brain.
Yeah, and the reason you and I have talked about that before, the reason is, well, there's a couple factors. I mean, first of all, from the layman's terms, I think it's amazing that you do that, but it's because of speech, et cetera, so you can tell what's happening, right, by what you're doing back to the patient.
Right. The reason for doing the awake surgery is that we want to know exactly where we are in their brain, and while they're awake, we can test the function that we're worried about losing during the surgical procedure. So if the tumor were in his speech cortex or if it was in his motor cortex, we would most commonly do that awake.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. One of the things the doctor said is that McCain, with this aggressive tumor, he was oriented, he had good balance, he had no headaches, no seizures, that kind of stuff. And the senator is someone who's had other malignant melanomas removed a couple of times, I guess like three of them. And he gets a lot of these kind of screenings and whatnot. And this was a significant operation, obviously, as you know. And, you know, with the bone underneath the eyebrow had to be removed to do the procedure and then put back. Wow, why? I've never heard of that. That's typical? That's common?
It's a new approach that we use in neurosurgery. We commonly use the term minimal access or minimally invasive surgery. The reason for doing that is the recovery is faster, and he obviously had an exceptionally quick recovery. He was discharged from the hospital within 24 hours. So that's all beneficial for the patient. It also speaks to the fact, hopefully, again, I haven't seen the scans, that the tumor was caught early and that it was small and contained within the hemorrhagic or the bleeding area that they found.
Yeah, one of the things that I read, and also you would know this too, the mortality rate, but one of the things I read is there were some statistics from a study that was done back in 2009, and the study said that almost 10% of patients with that live maybe 5 years or longer, and this is from the American Brain Tumor Association. Again, Lena, looking at mortality rates, of course, who knows, but is that typical too as well?
Yeah, as I said earlier, this is the most aggressive type of tumor that we deal with. We don't use the word cancer because it doesn't spread to other parts of the body.
Mm.
But unfortunately, it's in your brain, and as it continuously recurs, the average survival is 14 to 16 months overall. Again, having hopefully caught it early, and if he is a good responder. There are also a number of molecular markers that we use now, and those are predictors for long-term prognosis. So hopefully he has all the appropriate markers and he will respond to the radiation and the chemotherapy.
Yeah, and you said this in the beginning too, with the radiation and the chemotherapy, what's the typical course for that for most people, because as we're discussing how aggressive it is?
Most people will go, we would wait after the surgery, wait several weeks for the wound to heal because radiation is hard on the scalp. And then it's 5 weeks of radiation with concurrent chemotherapy. And then subsequently the patient will get chemotherapy at regular intervals.
Yeah, you just did a presentation at the annual meeting of the European low-grade, is it glioma? Glioma Network. And in doing that, the focus there was the early detection. So what's the early detection from the physician's point of view?
What we're trying to look at is to determine the cost effectiveness of getting MRI scans. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, not a full sequence of MRI, which can be expensive and time consuming, but a person could come in at periods in their life, or certainly people that are at high risk. And Senator McCain was at high risk, not necessarily for a glioblastoma, but for a metastatic melanoma, because they can frequently go to the brain. So you would get a quick scan that would help you detect early either metastases or a primary tumor. The major issue is everybody would like to have a scan, wouldn't you, just to make sure that you mm-hmm. don't have any problem.
Yes.
But this is very much like mammography, you know, the discussion that goes on with that. I mean, how cost-effective is it? Can we afford to scan every citizen in the United States to rule out that they've got a brain tumor when, you know, the incidence, say, of glioblastomas is quite, it's not really high. It's about 30,000 patients per year.
Yeah, glioblastoma. When we talk about ages and whatnot, this across the board, you can see this in, he's 80 years old, but it could happen at any age, right?
Absolutely. You know, we see them in 30-year-olds, we see them in 50-year-olds, and we see them in 80-year-olds. You know, some people think that we're seeing more of them. It is a slight uptick, but part of the issue is we're all living longer. And, you know, 30 years ago, individuals died of heart disease and lung disease from too much cigarette smoke, and now we're living, and other things are creeping up.
Yeah, wow. And this is too, and I looked this up to make sure I was right, Dr. Stieg, but this is the same kind of brain tumor that Senator Ted Kennedy had, if I recall.
It is. Hopefully the difference is that Senator Kennedy's tumor was in an eloquent part of his brain so that they couldn't get what is called a gross total excision. And that, again, has an impact on long-term prognosis for a patient. Whereas Senator McCain's was in his frontal lobe. That is a more forgiving area. Hopefully they were able to be aggressive and get a complete resection.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Philip Stieg, founder and chair of the Weill Cornell Medical Brain and Spine Center, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Good to talk with you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Excited to welcome our next guest to the show. The book that she's pulled together is so clever. It's called A Cat with Spots. Now, what do you think of when you think of a cat with spots, right? A lot of things come to mind for sure for me. And I was thinking of my nieces, of my nephew, and I actually picked up what the front looked like, you know, so I was looking at the cover of it and I thought, oh my gosh, they're just going to inhale this. So we are so pleased to welcome to this show, Shelby Belford. Thanks, Shelby, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Kate. This is great.
So tell me about A Cat with Spots. What made you think of, how did you dream up that name? What drove you to The Cat with Spots?
Well, actually, it's based off a pet I had as a child. We had a little orange tabby, and he had spots all over his tummy and his sides. So that's where the story and the character came from.
Yeah, so you probably know this. That's what happens to a lot of people, a lot of good writers, children's books, etc. It's from your own experiences. And when you, what made you decide that you were going to write about the cat that you had as a kid?
Well, it started off in second grade. We had a teacher, Mrs. Reed, and she was really into reading and writing and having us write short stories. And at the time, I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, who loved to write. She never actually published anything, but she loved to write. So we would, after school, write short stories together, and she would kind of help me get started by asking me, like, you know, stories about the pets or like what happened that day. And then we'd like write short stories together. So she was the one who kind of has, you know, inspired me to write and made me realize I like to like write at all pretty much. So.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. To have a family influence like that. When you started the process and you decided, okay, I'm going to write it, because you know, Shelby, whether it's a children's book for children or whether it's a book for adults, people always talk about writing a book, and then sad to say, a lot of them don't actually follow through. But for you, you did. So that had to be pretty satisfying. What drove you to get from the beginning of the project to the end?
Well, it's been a long process. It started out with, you know, me just learning. I actually self-published this before Lit Fire, found me. It all started from a senior project in high school. We had to learn how to do something we'd never done before. So I figured, oh, like, I'm going to learn how to self-publish. So learned how to self-publish, learned that whole process, and then didn't actually follow through with it till 4 years later at the end of college to get my degree. And for part of my final project in college from my department, I actually went through and followed through and self-published my book and got it out on the market just as an ebook at the time.
Yeah. So as you've done this and gone through this process, do you have ideas for other books too as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. My grandmother and I wrote a bunch of short stories, and I thought they were lost forever. You know, as you grow up, you're throwing things away from your childhood. Well, my mother kept everything. She kept all those stories, and she was able to actually give them to me this year. And I had no idea that they were still around, even though I still had a lot of those stories in my head. So definitely in the future, I'll be publishing more short stories about these animals that I grew up with, or even just encounters out in the park with, you know, wildlife and things like that.
Very cool. We're speaking with Shelby Belford about her book, A Cat with Spots. What was the toughest thing about pulling it together? Because I can imagine, you know, there's things that you think you want to put in there and then you edit them out. What was the hardest part about pulling it together?
I would say, because I actually did the artwork as well. So I would say actually the art was the hardest part, because I don't know if you have a copy of it, but I actually, like, that's all cut out individually by paper. So if anyone ever picks up a copy, you know, it's flat, you know, in the form that you buy it, but actually it's layered paper on top of each other. So I wanted to do something kind of unique. It looks a little different, pops with all the black background and stuff like that.
And boy, it sure did pop. I would have never known that, although I'm not an artist. How hard was it to do that? That's interesting.
Just very time consuming. I could pretty much do like a page a day unless it was super complicated. So, you know, it took me a couple weeks to do. I felt if I'd just gone with a normal art medium, I could have cranked out a couple pages in a day. Yes.
But here's the thing. Obviously, you wanted it the way you wanted it. And did you feel satisfied after you finished the project?
Yes, I was really happy. The only part that's a bummer is, you know, anyone who picks it up, you don't get the texture as like the original pages. That's the only drawback. But I like how it's just very simple and geometric looking.
So in your book, Oliver is struggling to fit in because of the way he looks, and he questions why he's different, and the teasing and the bullying by friends and siblings, etc., because of the spots. What do you hope kids take away from this?
Well, I remembered I wrote this because at the time, you know, you're in elementary school or in that young age group, and, you know, you deal with just, you know, it's like a form of bullying, but, you know, just an everyday struggle just as a kid, and something that children can relate to, and realizing that they can overcome it with self-acceptance. That was pretty much my goal, and what happens for Oliver at the end, him realizing like, oh, like me being different is special. It's not weird. It's not silly, you know, and him coming to that self-realization himself. And I'm hoping this will help kids that are struggling with whatever they're going through, because just, you know, bullying, cyberbullying, it is what it is. It's just part of our culture, and it's going to happen. But how we deal with it is pretty much what I want to help kids with.
Yeah, and you said it, cyberbullying and all kinds of different bullying now is so different than it was before. It's even that much bigger. Obviously, you care about how you pull together the artwork and doing all of that, but is that your favorite part of the book? What's your favorite part of this book?
Well, the favorite part, I would say, is, well, it's kind of like what we just went over, pretty much, you know, all of, you know, getting that realization, like, okay, I'm not going to let this get to me, and I'm, you know, also just you overcoming. Also, just how I don't know if you read in the back of the book, how I kind of am basically going to be giving a portion of my proceeds away to a nonprofit. Kind of want to raise awareness about that as well, and giving back to organizations around the world. So every book that I do publish in the future, a portion of my proceeds will immediately go to those organizations, because I figured, why should I create a nonprofit? I'd rather give and then let people know, like, hey, you're giving to this, and but also you get my product and a great story for your kids.
Yeah, tell us about the nonprofit, and that's interesting to the listeners. I'm sure they want to hear that.
So for A Cat with Spots, it's basically like sponsoring or bringing awareness to an organization called Rise. They're very new, new from the standpoint of they just got their nonprofit status, you know, a couple weeks, maybe even a month ago. But they've been doing big things in their community. They're based out of Cape Town in South Africa, and in their community, they're very focused on reaching the poor, the homeless, and a lot of their programs are aimed at at-risk teens and children. So for me, I love that I can give back over to a completely different side of the world, and reaching other kids in that way as well. And then I like also that, like, whoever buys the book, it's like, oh, well, that's cool. I'm also donating to them without, you know, them actually having to go do any research on it. And, of course, on my website, I have a link to their page and everything if anyone does want to do more research or anything like that as well.
Wow, how cool is that? How did you find Rise?
I actually found it through my younger sister. She went and interned with them for a portion of college for her to get her degree in sociology.
So, wow.
Yeah, she was over there first semester studying abroad and working with them, and hearing her experiences and how excited she was about it. She's actually going back and going to go live there for 2 years and work with them as well. And so I was really inspired by her, and I was like, well, I would love to give back to that. And I love hearing about the impact that they're making on that community down there.
Boy, no kidding. So what's been your family's reaction to A Cat with Spots?
Well, everyone's really, well, they're very proud of me. But also, they love the story. It reminds them of, well, our pet, who's no longer with us. He lived 14 years, Oliver, and he was quite the character. So for them, it's like a nice, friendly reminder of him. And as well, I don't know if you noticed that the older man, Theodore, is actually images of my grandfather, who I dedicated the book to. So also kind of remembrance of him. And he never got to see this finished, unfortunately. But I wanted to have something to kind of, you know, remember him by as well.
Wow, how cool is that? So, Shelby, good luck with the book. And for everybody, remember that portions of this could go to Rise. So that's so cool and so important. A Cat with Spots, Shelby Belford. You can pick it up at Spitfire Publishing. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate, for having me.
You're still my pet. No, I didn't forget. I know you'd wait when I say it too late. I know you worry when I take too long.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Insurance policies and you have no idea what you just signed up for, and then you have a lot of questions and you're confused on some of the fine print, but you actually never get back around to looking at the fine print. Why do we do that? There's so much that we're missing and there's so much that we need to know, I think, about insurance. So in our virtual green room right now, he's probably looking at the fine print, Alex Stewart, and he's going to fill in some of those blanks for us. He's with Eagle Independent Insurance Company. Hey, Alec, how are you?
I'm great.
So that is true, isn't it? You know, before you got into this business, did you tell me the truth? Did you read the fine print all the time?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So the problem is there's so much that we're missing. There's so many things that we don't, you know, review or don't know. And in fact, you know, we've seen commercials on this. We don't know how much we're covered for really and what we're not covered for. And I guess, you know, that's because, and this is just my thought, we know we need insurance and all of that, but we don't take the time to really take a breath and go through with people like you. Hey, what does this mean? And do we need to be covered more for here? And what is it that we need to do? So what do you think, and this is a wide open question, what do you think is the one thing, the biggest thing, I guess, that people miss when it comes to getting insurance and shopping around for insurance and realizing what the coverage is?
Most times the thing that we see that people miss the most is really understanding what they would be out of pocket on as far as a deductible if they have a claim. Because as you mentioned, most people don't really think about or look at their insurance in detail until after they have a claim instead of beforehand. So the biggest recommendation that we always have for people is get copies of your current policies, go through, look for any questions you may have, and then if you're not with an independent agent, definitely go out to an independent that represents multiple carriers so that they can do the work for you and do a complete evaluation of your carrier, your coverage, your premium, and also possibly go out and get you more competitive quotes.
Ah, there you go. And that's the thing. Somebody told me this the other day, and it's so true. I saw this with myself, and I guess it's because I had that heads up. You know, you go along, you think, the insurance company's good. You know, they're calling me, sending me the Christmas card, whatever, the magnet. I'm covered for my homeowners. You know, I'm covered homeowners-wise on X, Y, and Z. But then the amount keeps going up and up and up and up. But as you said, you're not shopping around. And that, a lot of times that's the way to sneak in the fees, right? By just people are lulled to sleep and they think this company's great, but every year it creeps up higher and higher and higher where they could really be getting a better insurance rate.
You're absolutely right. And most Americans are either with the captive carriers and agents, Allstate Farmers and State Farm or directs like GEICO that are only able to present one set of quotes. And unfortunately, insurance is not a one-size-fits-all type product. And so going to an independent that has multiple carriers and multiple different types of policies that are tailored to what you may need is great. And also at the same time, you know that your insurance is being shopped and you're getting the best price.
Yeah, there you go. How about this? Here's another thing I think that people miss, and I saw this with a friend of mine who was irate, the cancellation fees. You just figure, okay, so now I have gotten smart and I want to shop around and they cancel a policy. What is that? Why do you get these cancellation fees? Because they sneak them in there, or what is that about?
Well, oftentimes carriers, you know, once you're with a certain carrier, if you're not on EFT or you're not on escrow payments with your home or even with your auto, what'll happen is that you won't necessarily see a bill come out, or it'll get lost in the mail, or there'll be some overlap. And when that happens, you know, a carrier will typically send out a cancellation notice and then they'll automatically cancel it. And then once that's done, to get it reinstated, some carriers may or may not have a fee. Most of our carriers don't. And as I mentioned before, the big ticket item is to look at your deductibles, whether it's your home or your auto, because over time, as your home renews, let's say, if it's going up and you happen to be with a captive that can only provide one quote, they may talk to you and adjust your deductible. You may not really realize what that means, but if they change it from, let's say, a 1% to a 2% deductible, you're out twice as much money if you were to have, let's say, a major roof claim.
Oof. Right. And you wouldn't have known that unless you were paying attention to that, for sure. And also in the department of shopping around and looking around and looking at the rates, and you hear that your neighbor got this rate and this person got that rate, a lot of people also misconstrue how important the credit score is. FICO plays a part in this, doesn't it?
What insurance companies typically do is they use what they call an insurance score. And part of that insurance score may or may not be credit. Some carriers are different. Typically, on the independent agent side, they don't let us know what particularly is driving somebody's insurance score. So it could be a combination of possibly credit. Some carriers don't even use credit. It could be a possible claim issue that's happened in the past, some kind of payment insurance issue. So it could be a variety of different things. But some carriers do, in fact, use credit as well in looking at somebody's insurance score.
Yeah, and you talked about this too a little bit. We brushed onto this, but the other thing, and this is what people are looking for when something happens, whether it's a roof because of hail damage, we see tornadoes. We just saw some horrible tornadoes rip up parts of Oklahoma, and the settlement amounts. You know, what is the settlement amount that you're going to get from the insurance company? Because of course, insurance companies, I mean, the game is they don't want to really have to pay out. And I guess this is also part of it. What's the lowest the company can pay out? And are those the kinds of questions you should ask? What happens if It's a, you know, this happens, Mother Nature, whatever, so that you know what you're going to get.
Exactly. So as I mentioned before, preemptively, proactively doing an evaluation of your own insurance and coming up with those kind of what-if questions and then going over those questions with your agent is key so that you would know what would happen in a given circumstance. But going back to your specific claims example, the big-ticket item is going back to the independent model. Everybody should have an independent advocate that's unbiased working for them. So if you have an independent agent that has placed your insurance with a particular carrier, it's their job, if there is a hail claim or there is an auto claim, whatever it may be, to get in there and advocate for you, work with the claims adjuster to make sure that you're made whole and you're getting exactly what you're due in that claim situation.
Yeah. And also, too, when you sit down and do your insurance, and we're speaking with Alex Stewart about what I think is incredibly important because we all, in some form, have insurance, whether it's homeowners and auto and the combination of a bunch of other things. You know, in one way, I think you can never be too insured because there's things that people don't realize with a business, and I think people also get snipped there that they don't have coverage on a certain business. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs that would be listening, and there are a lot of people across the country that are going more that route. You know, where we see with technology, Alec, there are people developing apps and that kind of thing. So they start these companies. And there is liability, isn't there? There's people that could go after them for certain things in their business, and you need to be covered for that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm a small business owner myself. We have a mobile app for Eagle. And we deal with these issues all the time. A solid chunk of our business is commercial business insurance. And again, going back to the agent-consumer relationship, whether it is personal lines, home, and auto, or whether it's business insurance, really being able to work with somebody that you trust that has multiple options to deliver is key because they can get the tailored coverage that you may need for your business, specific instances, where your particular liability may be, and tailor a policy so that you do have what you need, but on the flip side, you're not paying for something you don't need or paying too much.
Yeah, oh yeah, and that's the key. You don't want to pay too much, or you don't want to get something you don't need on top of all the other things that that you have. Is there something new in the homeowners arena that people are drawn to, some instrument or something that seems to be particularly interesting these days that you need coverage for that we didn't have necessarily in the past?
The big ticket item you always hear about is flood. And so, yeah. You know, people don't understand that as they're looking at their policies, one of the things they need to be looking for is leakage and seepage insurance and make sure that's covered where you may have a pipe, let's say, that's in a wall that over a long period of time is seeping water and you may not even know about it. And so double check that. Look for leakage and seepage. And then, of course, if you're in a FEMA designated flood zone, you definitely need to get quotes for flood insurance. But even if you're not, if you're by any type of standing water or rising water type situation, ask your agent to get you a flood insurance quote so at least you can look at it, be educated about it, and make a decision on whether or not you think you need it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Alex Stewart from Eagle, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.